Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There are many factors involved in achieving financial independence. However, our next guest says that a critical one is also one of the most misunderstood. He calls it the great misunderstanding of risk. Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So let's start out with this great misunderstanding of risk. What brought this to your radar?
Well, you know, something I've been contemplating over the past several weeks as we've talked to clients and investors is 2018 was the first year we've seen in a number of years where people may have received statements that had down markings on them, and it's something either they have never seen or haven't seen in a while. And I think it's brought up this notion of understanding what risk is and what it isn't. And unfortunately, most people believe when they get a down statement that they have taken on perhaps more risk than they intended to, and they equate what I call volatility with risk. And volatility is your statements or interim values going up and down. And unfortunately, that's not really understanding what risk is and what it isn't.
Well, let's go ahead and walk through then what the real risks are here when money is involved.
Real risk that people don't see on their statement is inflation and taxes, failure to plan, underestimating expenses during retirement or healthcare needs, and perhaps maybe more importantly, making bad human errors, which could be all of those, failing to plan for them. And on the opposite end of what traditionally they think of, it could be even being too conservative. If someone lives to 97 or 98, which we see a lot more of, and they buried all their money in the mattress, things may not work out. And if along the way inflation and taxes creep up, those are risks that are silent thieves in the middle of the night that creep up upon people. And most people don't see those. And really in the long term, inflation and taxes and bad money behaviors are the real risks most people face. And of course, there's other things along the way, but I believe as a planner, those are the things that I see the real risks that aren't shown in a statement. And there's nowhere to put them on a statement.
The traditional risks, though, are like what you mentioned about the stock market going down is pretty much what then consumes someone's financial behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, traditionally, what we see is everyone has investment risk and longevity risk, the ups and downs of the market. But again, we don't want to equate volatility to risk. And there's always the traditional risk of investing of interest rates moving up or down. Certainly as interest rates move up, bonds generally fall, or you may not be able to reinvest your money at high of a rate as you did before. So those things are real and they're really out there. But again, we want to make sure that we don't just equate volatility to risk. And at the end of the day, the only way in traditional investments to have real risk is to sell out at the wrong time. And January to February has been a good reminder of that, where a lot of folks may have gotten a statement for their traditional investments December 31st that showed a downward tick. If they were to look at their statements today, they may have all of that have evaporated. So I always say statements are a short snapshot in time that represent the past and an action you didn't take, because unless you sold out, you can't get that amount of money, whether it's to the good or bad, by the time the statements arrive. So, yes, we need to be aware of traditional risk, but understand oftentimes by the time we're evaluating them, they've disappeared or changed pretty dramatically in January and February have been a great representation of that.
Okay, well, walk us through briefly what to do about these risks that most people are not really aware of that are the real risks. How do you manage these risks?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, we got to realize most of these risks are behavior. And I always say panic does not pay a premium. And statements don't represent today. They represent the past. So to manage that, we really need to have a plan and face the risk head on and look at all those risks, the risks that we talked about at the beginning of this conversation, and invest like you need to, not just how you want to. And if you have that plan and then you execute the plan, and then you monitor it, and you monitor it with the help of a good behavioral coach or wealth manager, you can do well. You know, Tiger Woods has a coach, as good as he is. And so as good as someone might be with their investments or their wealth management, having someone that can guide them in these difficult times and really assessing it I think it's just invaluable, and I encourage everyone to consider that.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for the information and your time.
Thank you much, Mike.
Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.